Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the Duke of Earl. A Duke of Small Business. In the earldom of small business. Anyway, welcome back. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Michael Bungay Stainer is our guest, and he's senior partner and founder, I should say, of Box of Crayons. That's the name of his company. That'll tell you he's got a sense of humor, right? Boxofcrayons.biz, right, Michael?
That's right.
So check that out, folks. You can find, and the book website is thecoachinghabit.com. That's the new book, The Coaching Habit. Did I say that right, Michael?
You did. You nailed it. The Coaching Habit. Say less, ask more, and change the way you lead forever.
Brand spanking new book just out, available wherever books are sold. That's what we're talking about, folks. Michael's trying to encourage you as a manager to think of yourself as a coach. You know, one of the things that I've been focusing on is getting small business owners to quit managing all the time and think of themselves as a CEO. But I'm going to allow you to take a little bit of their time and get them to think about being a coach.
Right.
And of course, the coaching, if you're going to be a coach, folks, you have to ask questions, and that's where we are in our conversation with Michael. What's the next question?
Well, look, I think the second question in the book, the best coaching question in the world. So look, if you take one question away from this whole conversation with Jim and me, this might be the question you want. And it's literally an awesome question because it's just three words and it spells A-W-E. And the question is this, and what else? Now look, I know Jim when I say that, all your listeners who have been leaning in going, what's this great question going to be? They're almost like, oh, I thought it was going to be better than just and what else. But here's why it works so well. And what else supercharges every other question you ask. Because I can promise you that the first answer somebody gives you is never the only answer, and it's rarely the best answer. So it really gives you more bang for your buck when you stay curious.
Is that the first cousin of tell me more?
Yeah, I love that. So tell me more is really powerful about that as well.
Because a lot of times, if someone is, especially if a prospect is talking,
yeah,
and you've asked them about their business and they're enjoying telling you about it, and then they take a breath, it's a good idea to not presume that because they took a breath that they can't wait to hear all about you. You might load them up again and say, tell me more. If they have more to say, they will. If they don't, they'll cut it short and put it back in your lap. That's a way to tell whether they're finished, isn't it?
I love that. And here's the twist. If you want to go deeper into what you're already talking about, then tell me more is perfect. So they're talking about a challenge they have, and they explain it, and you go, great, tell me more about that. They'll give you more information. However, what they're talking about might not be the real challenge. So if you go into what's your challenge, okay, what else is your challenge, then they're actually going to give you a kind of horizontal view rather than just a vertical view. So it's also a way of kind of broadening the conversation so you have more data about how to help them best.
One of my favorite questions on your list here is what I think may be the most powerful, and that's the lazy question.
I love it.
I wouldn't have thought to call it that, but tell them what it is.
Yeah, so it's almost contradictory when you hear what that question is. But the question is, how can I help? Or a kind of blunter version, Jim, is what do you want from me?
What's more powerful than that, Michael?
Right, and here's why it's powerful. For two reasons. The first is this, and this is the reason it's called the lazy question. The way many of us operate, particularly if you haven't got us up to that kind of CEO level that you're encouraging people to do, is when we hear somebody start talking about things, we kind of start leaping in and helping them and fixing it for them and offering ideas and solutions and suggestions.
We're being presumptuous.
We are. And actually, that makes us feel overwhelmed and become a bottleneck. And it kind of disempowers the person you're actually trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than leaping in, just simply take a breath and go, okay, I hear everything that's going on. What do you want from me, or how can I help? And what's great about it is they will make a clear request rather than you taking an assumption about what you think their problem is. And then you get to be able to say yes or no or maybe or not this, but I could do that. And you actually get a much more directed form of help.
Well, you know, this one of the things to be prepared for when you say this to someone, when you say, how can I help or what can I do to help you? Number one, be prepared for the person to be shocked.
Right.
Because most people don't do this. You'll be in a league of your own if you do that, number one. Number two, because they're going to be shocked, they're nine out of ten times they're going to say, I hadn't thought about that. Let me think about that.
Right.
And then they might say, have you got any ideas? Then that's your cue just to give them what I call an alternative close, which is where you say, well, let me tell you what we've done for other companies like yours.
Nice. Yeah, really good. And, Jim, I'm loving the connection you're making between the skills in the book, the questions in the book, are not just about internal management, but there's stakeholder management, whether it be in sales, whether it be talking to vendors, whether it be talking to customers and clients. That basic fundamental about how do you stay curious a bit longer,
mm-hmm.
how do you rush to advice and action just a bit slower, actually will serve to help all of those relationships improve.
Well, you want to coach your employees to be coaches for your customers, don't you?
Right, exactly. So
hey,
you're
Michael,
we
got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back another day?
Oh, I would love that, Jim. That would be great.
We're out of time right now, but I need the websites again, please.
Sure. So if you want more about the book, thecoachinghabit.com, and honestly, there's a ton of free resources there, so feel free to jump in and grab some of those. And if you want more about the company, Box of Crayons, all one word, .biz, B-I-Z.
Michael Bungay Stainer, ladies and gentlemen. Is it Stainer or Stainer?
Stainer, yeah.
Stainer, okay.
Yeah.
There you go, folks. The Coaching Habit, that's his brand new book. We'll get Michael back another day. He's got a lot more to teach us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.